Sagt Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Yuma, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. At this point, the Vila says Sawyer. They brought in the Sawyer. The Sawyer is the one. Sha'ala Olav HaGoril Hashem. The Meiri explains, it's not that they brought the Sawyer into the Hechel. The Kohen Gadol would leave the Hechel, go to the Yazar. Let's remember the last thing that he did. He came out of the Kodesh HaKadosha, and he put the Dam HaPar down on the base. The special Kan HaZahav, the special base, that golden stand, for this purpose that was in the Hechel. Now he leaves the Hechel, he goes out to the Azara, to the Sayer. Tosfos Yom Tov explains that would bring the Sayer from the east of the Azara, that's where the two Seirim stood during the time of the Gairal, and the Kohen Gadol would shecht it in the same place where he shechted the Par, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Dr. Mishnah Weiter, Shechata, he would shecht the Sayer, the Kibbul b'Mizrak Estama, he would be Makabel the Dam in this special Keli, and now Nichnas l'Mokim Shenichnas, he would go back to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, be Amid b'Mokim Sha'amad, Bein Habadim, or where the Bein Habadim was during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, and once again, Vehizam Imenu, Achas l'Maila, one upwards, V'Sheva l'Mata, and seven downwards. And the Mishnah explains again, V'Loya Mischava l'Hazis lo l'Maila v'lo l'Mata, he didn't intend neither to touch the top or anything lower than that on the actual kapitas, on the actual cover of the arayim, elokim atzlef, but it would only be like someone who gets malchus, he would see these streaks, one beneath the other one, on the floor. The kacha yamayna, this is how you would count, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, achas, first he would do the one going up, with his fingers in an upward motion, then he would count, achas, I did the one up, the achas, but here's the first one of the sheva lamata. Achas, I did one up. Shtaim, here's the second one of the Sheva Lamata. Achas v'shalash, Achas v'yarba, Achas v'chamesh, Achas v'sheish, and Achas v'sheva. Again, he repeats, I already did the one that's Lamaila, and here's the seventh one of the series that are Lamata. Yatza, now he would go out, meaning he would leave the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Hinichai, and he would put down the Dan HaSoyer, Al Kana Sheni, Shoye Behechel, on a second base or stand that was in the Hechel. So there was one for the Dam HaPar and one for the Dam HaSoyer. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees that there were two of these bases, two of these little tables. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Hashem Ela Kan Echad Bulvad, there was only one stand. The reason Rabbi Yehuda says there was only one stand is this would guarantee we don't mix up the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer, because you can't put both of them down together. If you put two things down together on a table, it's possible to pick up the wrong thing. But if there's only place for one, so you're not going to confuse the two. So if there's only one, what happens? Well, the Kohen Gadol comes out, not al Dam HaPar, he has to take the Dam HaPar off the stand, v'niach Dam HaSoyer, and he puts down the Dam HaSoyer. What does the Kohen Gadol now do with the Dam HaPar? V'hizam imenu al HaPareichas. Now he spritzes it on the Pareichas. He does not go back into the Kodesh HaKadosh. But he spritzes it on the Pareichas, and again we're going to explain, this doesn't mean mamish on the Pareichas, it means toward the Pareichas. He didn't have to touch the Pareichas. But he would spritz it on the Pareichas, standing outside, meaning outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Hechel, v'hizam mimenu ala Pareichas shekeneged ha'arim mibachutz. By the place, opposite where the Arim is, but he is on the outside. In other words, if I was able to see through the Pareichas, I would see the Makam Arim at this place. That's where he stood outside in the Hechel, and he spritzed toward the Pareichas. And here too, Achas l'mayla, v'sheva l'mata. And over here as well we say, v'loyeh mischava l'hazos, he did not intend to spritz loyeh l'mayla v'loyeh l'mata. His intention wasn't to touch anything on top of the blood or lower down. All the blood would hit the floor. It was just the motion of his hand. By the Achas l'mayla, his finger would let go up. By the Sheva Lamata, his finger in a downward motion. Ela kematzlif. Once again, matzlif means like the person who was giving Malchus. He would strike one place, then lower than that, and that's what you saw on the ground. You saw the blood behind it, more blood, 8 times. The Kachay Amayna, this is how he would count. Achas. First the one that is Lamayla, then Achas for Achas. Repeating that he did the one Lamayla plus, this is my first in the row that is Lamata, Achas v'shtayim, Achas v'shalash, Achas v'arba, Achas v'chamesh, Achas v'sheish, and Achas v'sheva. Once again, let me remind you, why did he count this way? We didn't want him to make the mistake to count 1 And then when he starts counting the seven that are supposed to go lamata, he'll count 2, 3, 4, forgetting that he has to start again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Because you need 7 at the bottom. Why doesn't he just count 8? Because there's an Indian, there should be a hefsik, he should count 1, and he should adapt to count 7. He should end with the number 7. Okay, so he already spritzed the dam apar inside the Kadesh HaKadoshim. He spritzed the dam apar outside, connected the Pereiches. He did the dam hasayir inside. Now he has to do the dam hasayir outside. So notal dam hasayir, he takes the blood of the sar, v'niach dam apar, and he puts down the dam of the par. Again, this would be according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says there was only one can over there. V'izam imenu, he spritzes from the dam hasayir la Pereiches, shekeneged ha'arayin, outside, he's facing the Pereiches, but at the place which is opposite the Arayin, the Bechutz, but again, he's on the outside. Don't make the mistake that he went back in. He's now on the outside. By the Dama Par and the Dama Sire, once inside, once outside. The outside was Kenegara Pereiches, but opposite the position of where the Arayin is. And here too, he did Achas Lamayla Vesheva Lamata. But Lahim is Chavon Lahazis, Loy Lamayla Veloy Lamata. Wasn't his intent to touch anything. The Dam would not touch anything, not Lamayla, not Lamata, Ela Kematzlif, but you would have these rows on the ground. Rows of dam, as the dam would fall to the ground, one behind it, and so on. V'kacha yamayinu, this is how he counted. Achas. Achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim. Achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. Now, what's left to do? Zokta mishavai to eira dam hapar. He would pour the dam hapar, the toich dam hasar, into the dam hasar and mix it together. That's how it would get mixed. So what's left over the Dama Par, he pours into the Dama Sawyer. And then he takes this mixture of the Dama Par and the Dama Sawyer, the Nosana Samale Bereka. He takes the full one that before just had the Dama Sawyer. Originally this had the Dama Sawyer, and now it has whatever leftover Dama Par was poured into it. He takes this, the Nosana Samale Bereka. He takes this full one and pours it into the empty one that used to have the Dama Par. Purpose of doing this, to mix it as thoroughly as possible. Like the Pasuk says, V'lokach midam ha-par, midam ha-sayer, from both of them together. Okay, let's do our Chazara. In our Mishnah over here, Mishnah Dal, we learned that they brought the Kohen Gadol this sayer, the sayer Sha'ala Begar Lashem. He shechted the carbon sayer, was makabel the dam, went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the very same place. And he was Maza Achas Lamala Vesheva Lamata. With the same procedure, the same halachis, as the Dam Hapar. One was up, 7 was bottom, but neither were intended to actually touch the Arayin. They were just lined up on the floor. When he counted Achas for the one that went up. When he counted the 7 on the bottom, he always repeated the Achas. Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim, and so on. He left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he put down the Dam HaSoyer, the leftover dam, on a second stand that was in the Heichal. This is according to the Tanakhama, who held that there were two stands, one for the dam apar, one for the dam asoyer. The Behuda says there was only one, and that was done intentionally to make sure we don't mix up the dam apar and the dam asoyer. In order to put down the dam asoyer, you would have to first lift the dam apar. So he lifted the dam apar, put down the dam asoyer, and now he had the mitzvah hazah on the pereiches. Again, it doesn't mamish mean on the pereiches, but in front of the pereiches. He's on the outside, he's in the Heichel, but he's in front of the Pereiches, positioned where the Arin would be on the other side of the Pereiches. And here too, in the same order of Achas Lamala Vesheva Lamata. Afterwards he came out, put down the Dam Hasar, and lifted the Dam Hapar, according to Rabbi Yehuda that says there was only one stand. And he did the Hazah from the Dam Hapar, Al HaPereiches, in the same manner. And the last thing we learned in the Mishnah was that he thoroughly mixed the Dam Hapar with the Dam Hasar. So how many times did he count Achas Lamala Vesheva Lamata? And the answer is 4. Dam HaPar, Dam HaSayer inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Dam HaPar and Dam HaSayer outside, standing in the Heichel, connected to the Pereiches.